Deputy Prime Minister and Lib Dem leader Nick Clegg's been in Cornwall, visiting Penzance, Redruth, St Austell and Blisland, where he looked at the plans for the new A30 dualling between Hyacar Blake and Temple. Now, we caught up with him at his first stop in the Duchy, though, where he visited Penwith College's new campus and took a tour of the student training kitchens.
Most of them are working
in lovely local restaurants, etc. So they're 3 days a week here and then in local restaurants.
Two days a week. So where do they work?
He was keen to talk about what the government was doing to beat youth unemployment by using apprenticeship schemes and the youth contract scheme.
Help them to find jobs if they need help.
The main purpose of my visit is to highlight the importance that I attach and that the Liberal Democrats attach and the coalition government attaches to giving young people all the support and opportunities that they rightly deserve at this difficult time. That's why we've massively expanded the number of apprenticeships in Cornwall. They've expanded by about 60% compared to what they were under the previous government. It's why we're introducing something called the Youth Contract. It's £1 billion guarantee, if you like, from the government, that if you're between the ages of 18 to 24 and you're out of work for a certain period of time, you will have the opportunity to either earn or learn, either get on a work experience place or an apprenticeship, or even more dramatically, we the government are offering employers in the area here in Cornwall money to take on young people if they choose in favour of a young person when they employ a new person in the workplace. So it really is to highlight how important it is that we work together, government, local authorities, schools, colleges, local employers and so on, to give young people the chance that they deserve.
You have heard from people here that there are challenges with the youth contract. I mean, what have you been told?
I think the biggest challenge of the youth contract, funny enough, is one of information. That's what I was told, that the information flow could be improved. And I think it's particularly important that we send out a very strong signal to employers in Cornwall that there is this money available, that we will provide money to an employer which is the equivalent to covering the national insurance costs of someone on the basic wage for more than a year. And we're offering that to thousands upon thousands of employers if they take on a young person. And I think the more we can do through visits like this to raise the awareness of the youth contract and the government's commitment to it, the more, and this is the whole point of it, the more young people we will get into work.
Okay, so Cornwall has suffered recently, just before Christmas, lots of rain, flooding, and there's now a worry about flood insurance in Cornwall. What is the government, what is your focus on this?
There's a set of negotiations going on between the insurance industry and the government, because the present insurance arrangements basically expire this summer. So we need to put new arrangements in place. So far, we haven't come to a final agreement, but I'm confident that we will as soon as possible, because I think, you know, you make a very good point. In parts of the country like Cornwall, which have been afflicted by these terrible and sudden floods recently, I think people rightly expect that both the insurance industry and the government will act responsibly to give them the reassurance that there is support there when they need it.
I must ask about the rail line coming down to Cornwall at Exeter. I mean, that's a big challenge as well, and also all the potholes over the roads.
It is, and I think that's one of the many reasons. First, why I welcome the fact that Network Rail have said that they're looking at the 40-odd areas where a flood water disrupted and covered the track to see what can be done to protect the track in the future, because it is a real sort of umbilical cord, if you like, of communication, that mainline rail track from London to all the way across Cornwall. But secondly, we in government have said to those who want to invest in infrastructure in Cornwall that we will offer you a socking rate big treasury guarantee. That's what it's called in the jargon. In effect, what we're saying is that we'll use the government's balance sheet as an insurance policy, if you like, to lower the costs of infrastructure projects here in Cornwall and elsewhere. And we've said that we will do that to the tune of £40 billion. So I very much hope that if there are ideas for infrastructure projects of all sorts of shapes and sizes here in Cornwall which would benefit from that government guarantee, that people will come forward, and I would be very keen to help in making sure that happens.
Mr Clegg also took the chance to sit down with students and staff to find out their issues and look at solutions.
You're going to go on to level three?
Yeah.
And then will that be full-time, or?
Yes.
The Deputy Prime Minister was accompanied by local Lib Dem MP Andrew George. We caught up with him after the visit.
I think there are many issues which are down, you know, in this part of the world, which I think that when you're kind of caught within the Westminster bubble, you just perhaps become detached from reality. And I think there is a reality here which is rather different to the reality as it appears from the confines of the rather comfy green benches.
And
in the Commons.
And did Nick Clegg find that a surprise, some of the things that were being related to him about things like how youngsters are struggling, possibly with the youth contract as well?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, obviously, he'd pushed to introduce measures to ensure that those young people who were experiencing longer-term unemployment actually had an option available to them, and wanted to see, you know, whether the agencies of government, as it were, or the companies who had been contracted to roll this thing out were actually getting the message out and making the money available. And what's very interesting is, of course, things like that actually, you know, the information isn't getting out. It is the somewhere in the system that is just not enabling young people to actually benefit from the additional subsidies that are available through the youth contract.
Now, there's been other issues facing West Cornwall that obviously you need a chance to chat to him about. Mm-hmm. I mean, flooding has been the recent thing, places like Helston.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. Well, yes, exactly. And there are issues, some of which actually are really to do with sorting out, you know, management or inter-agency operational matters between the Environment Agency and the local authority, which I think need to be scrutinised, and we need to learn lessons from that. Others, it's about, you know, the management of our water courses, and perhaps we need to kind of review the arrangements there. But we're going to have a great deal more of those kind of catastrophically heavy, kind of waterfalls coming onto our heads, as it were, you know, style rainfalls in future.
And because of that, so I suppose the insurance issue is a major one. What's he been talking to you about on that level?
Well, I mean, the fact is that it's DEFRA, so it's Owen Paterson, the Secretary of State there, who should be talking to the Association of British Insurers with regard to what's known as the Statement of Principles. The Statement of Principles is really the government, in effect, kind of underwriting, but recognising, you know, the suite of insurance companies that actually are prepared to see effective kind of cross-subsidy between those properties that are most at risk, perhaps subsidised by others that are at least less at risk. And that's a way of, and that's the way the insurance industry has always operated, quite frankly. But it needs just the government just to kind of reassure the industry. That Statement of Principles runs out in June, and we're reassured that those negotiations are proceeding, but of course we do need to get the private sector to cooperate.
Have you had a chance to talk to him about the Isles of Scilly helicopter?
I haven't as yet, but the fact is that I've raised it with the Prime Minister. I've also raised it with the Transport Secretary, and what I'm hoping that we'll be doing is, as well as informing him and making sure that he's fully aware of the extremely challenging situation for residents on the Isles of Scilly, and it's important for all government ministers to be made aware of that. I mean, the fact is that I'm hoping that if we can take a delegation to see Prime Minister, that the Prime Minister will actually understand that actually there is, it's not just a Department of Transport matter, it's also, it affects health issues, it affects employment and training and other matters. So it does need to have a knitted up cross-departmental response to it, because at the moment I just don't think that the current transport arrangements are sustainable going into the future.
After Penwith College, Mr Clegg went to the Penventon Hotel in Redruth, where he had lunch with the Cornwall Chamber of Commerce to find out how business is coping in tough times. Mr Clegg was keen to support Cornish Lib Dem MPs such as Andrew George, Stephen Gilbert and Dan Rogerson, especially after Cornish Lib Dem seats emerged on a Tory list of must-wins at the next election.